Oh, what do I do with that?
It's recording.
Okay, we're good. Okay, we're now legal and recording. I'd like to open up this evening, August 19th, 2015, Sunol Citizens Advisory Council meeting. We have a very interesting full agenda, so why don't we get started? The first item is public comments. Anyone from the community you'd like? Lynn.
I have an announcement. I'd like to announce the next CERT Academy training. If you're not familiar with CERT, it's Community Emergency Response Team. It's a training program that is provided for free by the county, and it teaches you disaster preparedness, how to make yourself and your home more safe, as well as how you can help others in your community should a large-scale disaster take place. They're conducting the next CERT Academy, which is a three-day course, 20-hour course, so 3 hours on Friday night, and then all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and then you're done. It'll be in October. I have the flyers here, how you can register. It will be in this room. It'll be the first time in 5 years that we've had the training here in Sunol, so please take advantage of it. It is open to everyone for free. If you've had the training before and want to take it again, you are welcome to do so. Previous graduates are also encouraged to review only a portion of the course if they feel that would be beneficial to just do a partial course, and they are welcome to come to the final exam as a refresher. So please, I'll just hand out some of these flyers. Thank you, Lynn.
I'd just like to say something about CERT. It's very important for our community to know about CERT and to make sure you are part of a neighborhood, so that you know your neighbors and the neighbors know you. In the event of an emergency, you call each other. And so Lynn has helped organize this with others. So I've been to one of the trainings, I forget where, it was very informative. And we know when there's a disaster, we have to take care of ourselves for the first couple days. So Sunol is organized. It's best if everyone be part of the organization. Okay, and Lynn, we'd like to maybe put you on the agenda occasionally to give us updates.
Sure.
Would that be fine? Okay, thank you. We saved you a table.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone, Derek, did you want to say something?
I have one other comment.
Wait until everybody's in.
Okay.
Oh, it's all right.
Do you need us to move?
I think we're all sort of melting here together. Yeah.
Okay, they said it's okay. Thank you.
Okay.
So there are still instruction signs up from the fire hydrant work. I'm just going to mention it. I don't know whether those are needed anymore and possible to have them removed.
That's a question we can ask a little later when the SFPUC talks, but we could remember that. Thanks, Derek. Anything else? Yes.
Yeah, representing the railroad, Harry Baum, couldn't make it tonight. Just wanted to let you know that on Labor Day weekend, we'll have another steam event. It should be the last large steam event being run out of Sunol. The parking and traffic control situation will be the same as the last one on Memorial Day, which seemed to work out pretty good. And if anybody notices work in the parking lot over there, mm-hmm. we're getting ready to repave the parking lot around the depot.
And also I wanted to let everybody know, if you haven't got anything going on Saturday and on Monday when they're running the steam engine, Niles Canyon Artisans will be present. So you'll have a bunch of Sunolians with all their wares, and come on down and see us.
I have a question to ask the representative of PLA. I noticed the other day I was down at Sunol Park, and it was a sign stating that these park gardens are for the Sunolians and PLA guests exclusive. I thought there was a public garden.
No.
PLA. Yeah, get me finished here. How do you say no?
Because PLA leases the property from the county.
Okay. And the other question that I have is, how do you control the traffic? Seems to me that every time that you have an event, the county, the town is inundated with parking spaces everywhere. So how many parking lots do you control, and where do you park the your guests when they're coming over?
We park them at the depot.
Only on the depot?
Yeah. Normally, we can't control where the public comes in and parks. If they come to ride the train, they normally park in the depot, and that's where we tell everybody to park. Now, we can't control the bicycle groups, the motorcycle groups. Like last weekend when we were having train, there was a motorcycle group. They had the school parking lot. They were using a little parking lot across. They had a tent set up. We didn't invite them or give them permission. They go to somebody in the Sonol group that gives them permission to use the depot gardens. You also have a website saying that the depot gardens is open to the public.
Not the sign, though. The sign, and if you wish, I can take a picture.
I understand what the sign says.
Okay.
But there's a group in Sonol that maintains a website for the Sonol Depot Gardens that says it's open to the public and to contact somebody in Sonol for use of that area.
All right.
Okay. Now, this is something we can put on. We meet regularly with the Public Works and PLA, and it's a very nice working relationship. It's an ongoing process of town and PLA working together. It's gotten a lot better. This is something we'll add to agenda. So we'll ask about the website and what it says about who's allowed there and parking. Anyone who's been around Memorial Day has anything? I've heard good things about how the parking and traffic was controlled.
Yeah, we did have the head of the business guild.
Yes, okay.
We had parents, we had Sonolians come to the meeting and say they didn't have a problem at all.
Okay, see, that's something we're working on, and we're all aware of it, and it will take gradual steps.
But this committee does not work on it.
No.
Individual members of the committee. But
well, I go to the meetings and then I report back. We have the meetings every other month.
About PLA and the parking?
PLA and other issues with Public Works and Sonol. And we have a whole list of things we're working through.
And so you would be announcing in the future?
And I have. And I have been announcing at whenever we have a meeting, I've been summarizing what has happened at that meeting. And then
I don't recall it, but that's okay.
Okay, and Henry Baum comes here right before there is an event. And anything that there are various Sonolians who go to this meeting, who have ears open onto the town, if there's any issue, we bring it up.
Since you bring the conversation to that, the agreements and the lease agreements that they exist with the PLA, they have stipulations of how many